You Yo, what's up? It's your boy, the Gwen and God DJ Self. It's apartment 5H. Welcome to my apartment. I always got my neighbor always in the building. For some reason, I feel like my neighbor ain't got nowhere to go. So she's come hang out here, especially when men come here. She always...
No, we're not doing that.
I'm just saying, you always find your way to trickle into apartment 5H from 5G.
Moving on. Who do we have today? Who do we have today?
Capella Gray's here. What's up, man?
What's good?
How you feeling? Great. Hey, listen, hold on, Card. You're not going to be smooth with me, my G. Don't be doing that, like, with the smooth voice. I got that part, kid, but we're not doing that, God. Don't, you know? So, right? Sometimes people, like, put on old school, they'd be like, they Billy D. Williams or something like
you
that.
So
you know? Yes, old school. But, you know, the Mac voice and all that stuff. Word. We're not doing the Mac voice here. Okay. All right. So, what part of Uptown? Because I'm super confused. Because for some reason, I always thought you was from like Westchester.
My brand? Nah, I just really fuck with my brand heavy. Like my dad is from there.
Uh huh.
I'm from Co-op.
Co-op City. Mm. Okay. All right.
That's like Uptown.
Co-op City to me is like, it's like its own town or its own world in itself.
Basically, but I mean, it wasn't no parties gonna happen in Co-op, so it was stores and stuff like that, but we was all over Uptown, so Co-op niggas was everywhere.
You know Co-op City?
Of course. Okay.
So I know like Section 2, Section 5, that's like the bad places, right?
I'm from Section 1. I'm from Section 1.
I'm from the bougie area. Section 5 Section 5 was...
So what? So that's like North Bronx,
basically.
Right, North Bronx. So what would be the difference with North Bronx and South Bronx? I'm just because some people may be watching, they don't even know that. I think that the confusion. People think everybody from New York is the same. Then they think everybody from each borough is the same, and I feel like every borough has its uniqueness.
Yeah.
But then even in the borough, people have their uniqueness also. So North Bronx, South Bronx. What kind of like?
So it's like, I think it's a matter of pace. I think that's the word I'll use.
Okay.
I feel like the pace of Uptown, like South Bronx, I feel like it's a little bit faster. It's a little like, I don't know, it's a little more aggressive or whatever like that. I feel like Uptown is more just vibey. We kind of just, you know what I'm saying? Just the smoother ones, you know what I'm saying? If anything.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But, or just wavy Uptown shit.
Yeah, I think especially like in Co-op, Baychester, Gun Hill, there's mostly houses.
Yeah,
in the South
Plains,
Bronx, there's a lot of buildings.
Well, Co-op City is just like a whole city within itself,
it is,
right?
It is.
And it's not really projects, correct?
No, heavens no.
So I'm from Brooklyn, right? But I have moved to the Bronx early in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. And I lived on Bruckner Boulevard. I don't even know what area that's called. Mm-hmm. And when I used to try to bring chicks to my crib, oh, you live in a project. I'm like, nah, this ain't the projects. But for some reason, people, I think, confuse it with projects, the buildings that I lived in. And I'm like, nah, they got balconies in my building.
Yeah,
so
Co-op City is the largest cooperative neighborhood in the world.
Cooperative neighborhood.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
they got your own police, right? Their own security or whatever?
Yeah. CCPD and all that. Uh-huh. Nah, for real. They got all of that.
Top flight security.
Do you respect them?
Respect the police?
The Co-op police.
We just don't care for them. I mean, we... But it wasn't really bothering me too much. But yeah, we're with, we Uptown shit. It's own little world of Co-op, I guess, but it's still Uptown. It's still Bobby shit.
Mm-hmm. I do want to switch gears and get into, something that had me up all night, right? And I was doing what Spanish people call it, bochinche, bochinche, right? You don't know what bochinche is, right? So all the girls that you got to start messing with some Latin chicks, kid. You know what I'm saying? And getting the lingo. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna teach you some of that. Don't worry about that. I'm gonna show you how the old heads do. Don't worry about that.
Bonchin?
Bochinche.
Bochinche. Bochinche, right?
Gossip in Spanish.
Bochinche. So last night, I get a call from someone from TMZ asking me my opinion on a matter that happened. I didn't know what they were talking about. So I said, before I answer, let me look and find out what you're talking about and let me do my little research before I give an answer. Mm-hmm. So he started talking about Ice Spice and his Trapella.
Cleo Trapper.
I apologize that I don't know her name. I apologize. Cleo Trapper. I apologize. So now I'm watching Cleo Trapper's 5-part series that she put out. Did you watch that?
I saw some of it, yeah.
Okay, I saw all 5 parts. So I'm being super honest. You know, people could be mad at my opinion or whatever. I don't care. I'm sitting in my crib telling my opinion. I'm listening and I'm like, well, what's the issue? Because it felt like everything that she was saying was like, okay, what's the issue? Mm-hmm. Now, one thing that she did say that I was like, oh, that's kind of foul, is I think she said that Ice Spice was like, am I supposed to wait for you to get your bag or something like that? And I was like, oh, that's kind of foul to say to a friend. Mm-hmm. Then I saw Ice Spice's reply. Did you see that?
Yeah.
You saw that also. Mm-hmm. And I felt that was kind of like distasteful too. Because to me, you shouldn't reply. Then I saw your reply, Capella, right? And I saw that you jumped into it also, right? And you made a comment. I think your comment was just like talking about your experiences
as an opening act.
Right, because I don't know if, again, you didn't pay attention. One thing that she did say was, hey, the show started at 8 and I got to perform at 7:30. And that was like an issue for it. And my attitude was like, okay, what's the problem? Mm-hmm. Because to me, you're on tour. You're on tour with a big act, arguably the biggest female act of today's time.
Right.
So you can promote it however you want to promote it.
Yo, and one of the biggest females, Cash Cobain is also on that tour.
Okay.
At which slot? Well, either way. No. It was just a discourse. It's what we call a writing prompt. Everybody was just giving it 2 cents because it was like a viral, just trending topic.
Uh-huh. I'm not saying that you did wrong for giving your 2 cents. I just want to know your opinion and the explanation. Yeah.
Right. So everybody was chiming in, everybody was giving their 2 cents on this trending topic, this writing prompt that's blinding, you know what I'm saying? Everybody chiming in or whatever like that. I put my 2 cents in and I got fried for it because basically I had shared my experience on the Joey Badass story. So first of all, I didn't really have all the context. I didn't have all the information with the Cleo joint. There was like a 5-part series and it was like 40 minutes.
Yes.
No disrespect ever at all. I fuck with Cleo and all that. I didn't watch that whole. I wasn't watching.
I did.
It's a lot to digest.
Okay. I did. I watched the whole thing.
I did.
I had time last night.
It's all good. You know what I'm saying? I just did it. I didn't tap into that. And they said that there was a conversation that they had beforehand as friends or something like that about how when they had talked about it. She was like, nah, just come on the tour. It's all good. I was just sharing my experience on the tour because I went on the Joey Badass tour and I was just saying this because I didn't get that much information. I just saw like little surface things. So I was like, what? Because I know for my tour, I was invited by the artist to be on tour.
Joey Badass,
uh-huh. Right. And I got my bus. For me and my brethren them. I got all the hotels. For food, it wasn't even like a
budget.
It was a budget, but I made sure that...
But you did the budget, okay.
Like, uh-huh. We had to make sure as a team that we were ready for that opportunity. Because even if there's an opportunity presented, you just have to make sure that you're, you know what I'm saying, that you're ready for that opportunity and all, when it comes to the finances, when it comes to just everything, logistically, make sure everything just makes sense for you to do it regardless of what the other person says. The artist can say whatever to me. Because
mm-hmm.
People be excited. I feel like this is the most we gonna work as industry ever. But when the reason why we have teams in place is so that we can make sure that logistics are right and that we're not doing things just out of excitement or haste or whatever. Like
what
that.
Do you say to her? Because she could say...
Realistically, I'm so sorry. Yo, they was frying me. I didn't want to chime in and be that guy because they were like, hold on, this guy chime in on... Female business, it was just a writing problem. It was just a topic or whatever.
Well,
like that.
I don't consider it female business. I feel like this is very important for new and upcoming artists. And I think that people are overlooking, they're looking at the Bochinche. As opposed to the real the real issue and the real thing that could help new artists.
But how does it typically, go? Like, how does it typically go when an artist invites another artist?
Yo, I mean, realistically, it's either... Yo, touring is not this glamorous thing that everybody thinks it is. Touring is a marketing opportunity. So if you have the opportunity to share the stage with a bigger artist, you know what I'm saying? Not that you should just take whatever scraps or whatever like that, but certain things are just looked at as opportunity. You figure out a way to take advantage or whatever if it makes sense or whatever.
And do you usually, like, front your own expenses, though? Like, I don't know how it goes.
Well,
like, I'm
well let me say this. In this particular case, the girl was saying that Ice Spice called her and said, don't worry about it. I'll take care of everything. You don't need any money. This is what she said Ice Spice said to her.
But that's what I'm saying. So maybe it's a girl and guy thing, because it don't matter who. Chris Brown, Drake.
Somebody I agree.
Says, yo, I got you. Don't worry about it. Yo, bro, I'm saying, yo, I appreciate you. And I'm calling my, people up, and I'm saying, all right, cool. What can we realistically do? Just in case they don't. You know what I'm saying? Look, I'm stranded, but I need that look.
You're going to figure it out. Yes.
But like I said, not everybody's the same. Not everybody's in the same situation. Not everybody has the same deal or whatever like that, where they would have room to be able to do certain things. And plus, fronting your own money for tour is not the easiest thing in the world. So at the end of it, like, when I fronted my bread, I was coming straight off of Dallas and all that. I'm on top of the pew. It was, you know what I'm saying? So I fronted the bread or whatever like that. But everybody's situation is different. Right. But yeah, you just be mindful in the opportunities you take, and be mindful also as to what are your business relationships and what are your friendships, and you know what I'm saying? Not to not intertwine the two, but just to make sure that the business is the business and the friendship is the friendship, so that there's no confusion and shit like that. So, like I said, it's not that I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, barge in on nobody's business or something like that, but it's just to offer perspective for just upcoming artists or whatever like that. As opportunities come, there's going to be mad opportunities coming. It's just a matter of just, you know what I'm saying, just making sure the logistics are straight so that there's no hiccups, that you won't even be in a position to even be able to be angry at anybody because you're so covered. And that's really it, when all in a nutshell.
I do think that it's important with communication, with friends, artists, and different things like that. I also think that a lot of times new artists come in the game and don't know the business or don't do research. Now, in her particular case, I will give her that it was only a day, because she did mention that plenty of times. She called me on Monday, so, basically come so and leave with me Wednesday, something
I'm
like that.
I'm also looking at it on two sides too, though. So from a business perspective for Joey Badass, though, just devil's advocate, whatever you want to call it. For Joey Badass, when he invited me on the tour, that was straight business. It just made sense. It was dope. Cool, right? Mm-hmm. That was a great opportunity. After he invited me, we weren't on the same bus. We weren't even staying in the same, like, they got the elite hotels.
Okay.
We got the joints that we fucked with. We were grateful to be in Nebraska, where the fuck we were. So while we had that business relationship with Joey and me, after he called me, when I put my friends on the tour, though, I wouldn't fix my lips to say they have to fend for themselves or just figure some shit out.
So you, explain it again. So you're saying your friends, like your homies or something like that. Okay.
The homies or whatever like that, we got, like, I made sure they had, like, jobs on tour or whatever like that. But so they got paid to be on the tour and they got all their expenses paid or whatever like that, because these are my brethren. You feel me? I just wouldn't invite one of my brethren on tour and just say, well, just figure it out, whether excitement or not, whatever. But like I said, everybody's different. So while one party, I guess, was seeing it as business and the other one was seeing it as just friendship, we lit or whatever like that. Like I said, you just got to just recognize your business relationships as your business relationships and your friendships as friendships, and just make sure that everybody's on the same page. It's a matter of communication. And that's really it.
You said, does it matter communication?
No, I said it's just a
matter. Matter. Okay.
It gets sticky when you mix friendship and business.
If there's no communication, that's really it. Because when I brought my brethren and when I brought Z and YG's the DJ and Bearded, he became my tour manager and all that. Like, we know exactly what we were going to do. Everything was just straight, whatever. I guess with them, there was a lot of blurred lines. It was the day before, so it was kind of just, yo, we out. But, you know, it's all good. And on top of that, too, you know what I'm saying? It was that bad, you know what I'm saying? After the second date, he out.
How did you feel about people bringing personal business to the internet?
There'll be just never. Yeah, never. There's never a time somebody has like overshared or over like just went just vented or really went crazy on social media. And mm-hmm. There was like a great response really that well or something that's not gonna, because just certain things that can stop bags in the future just because they're watching how you're handling certain things.
I'm glad you said that. Okay, I'm glad you said that. Go ahead. Speak.
There's certain things that I've done in the past where even if I was in the right 100%, the way that I carried on and handled it mm-hmm. made other potential business partners or whatever just be a little bit hesitant for the just in case. I don't want to look crazy. There's a misunderstanding. I don't want to look what I don't want him to violate. You know what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. a matter of, you know, you sometimes there's a better way of, you know what I'm saying, communicating certain things and just making certain things make sense. Not that you're in the mercy of the people or anything like that, but it's better to be more loved than most hated. So in most cases, mm-hmm. just relax and make mm-hmm.
sure. I think that's very important. Just again, to clarify, you know, to you, to whoever, I think that people misstep when you have an issue that you put it in public, because that could hurt you with people who want to do business with you mm-hmm. because they may feel like, well, this is the type of person you are. You know, it's like, damn, like, I don't want to be in business because I don't want to be in business with somebody who's wilding out and different stuff like that. Don't.
But everyone does that. Artists, even writers, like writers that I know that I used to work with, they would go on Twitter, complain about certain people. It's mm-hmm. like, so you think that another publication is gonna hire you because you're disgruntled with the manager or what? Like people, it's just the new norm, but it does ruin your potential opportunities in the future.
And again, mm-hmm. it's no disrespect to Shorty, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said in other.
Well, videos, I don't want to single her. I'm just saying to in a broader theory, case. Yeah, I don't want to single her because I do think. So. Not to cut you off, I do think they both have some type of points, but I think that the points are just miscommunication between the two.
We just weren't on the same page, and that's all
I think. And again, you didn't watch the whole fight. I had time.
I tried. I couldn't. I tried.
Okay. I'm seeing it from the perspective of somebody who was brought on tour mm-hmm. on a business level and somebody who brought their friends on a friendship level.
Okay.
Both sides, mm-hmm. there's ways that the whole thing could have been communicated differently to where nobody felt the way. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. That's all it was.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get to this new project, right? Mm-hmm. So you're not on Capital anymore.
Nah.
Okay, was that like a great split, or was it like something that you wanted to do, or you know, it's like, ah.
There was just so much going on at Capital, I decided to just make it make sense. It was a valid split, because there's really no hard feelings and all that stuff like that. There's still writers from Capital there's still artists from Capital that I'm still, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't think the artist would be ever the issue. I think it's the label itself.
Well, the label won't let you write and get certain credits if they don't fuck with you like that.
Okay, okay, so, okay.
But yeah, so at the end of the day, I still fuck with Capital. I still fuck with that whole crew. Shout out Vox. Shout out just all of them over there that's going crazy right now. Priority, there's the whole crew of them over there that's going crazy and they're doing well for a whole bunch of artists. It's just my system. I feel like I have a very unique career. And it's like a certain way that we have to do things in order for it to make sense type shit. And you know what I'm saying? It was a little mutual vibe, and it's all good. And now we with 10K and we make it make
sense.
Well,
what's the uniqueness of your career?
I feel like with me, it's damn near hard to describe without sounding no way. It's just, you know what I'm saying, it's just you know, overall I feel like I just, me as an artist, I'm just not your typical R&B nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not your typical, just,
you consider yourself an R&B artist?
For sure. I'm singing my ass off on this.
Okay, I'm just asking the question because some people, they like, yo, I don't know R&B, I do music, I do this, you know, I don't know.
Nah. Some, when they be saying that, people just be fucking chatting. With me, I'll be singing like with the chords and all that. Mm-hmm. And I'm a musician.
Consider yourself a Caribbean singer or an R&B artist?
I'm an R&B artist. Gotcha. Caribbean background. I got the uptown background. I'm cheating.
Everything's uptown. Uptown.
But
okay.
I feel like that. It really is it. Because if you listen to my music, you know it's definitely somebody with a Caribbean background for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell it's somebody that appreciates jazz and like gospel and all that. And you can tell it's definitely a wavy, very fly uptown nigga for sure if you listen to the music.
Okay. So now 10K Projects. How did this happen? Like, did you go search for them? They searched for you? Like, how you bounce from, I don't know if you left or you got dropped. That part, I don't know. Right? Either, whatever the case, how do you go from one label and then get picked up by another? Because there's some artists that might be looking like, how I get this done?
After I was out of Capitol, the first thing I did, because it was like a lot of like timing issues and a lot of stuff that was going on over there. So the first thing I did after I left Capitol was get that motion back, drop Baychester, produced it real quick, mixed it real quick, and put it out. It's a movie. Got it, you know what I'm saying? Got it jumping or whatever, so it started a little, that traction and that little war there for the new labels.
And they reached out to you? Okay, I'm just asking.
It's a great chapter right now.
Okay.
What's going on in the city of New York? Yeah, right now, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to my man Nico that made it happen, made it undeniable, and now we here at 10K, and yeah, we just warming up.
What are you most excited about with this new chapter in your career?
I like what we're about to do, 2 and 4 music.
Okay.
I feel like right now, it's like almost like a renaissance going on, where it's like I don't know, it's something going on in New York. And I feel like for R&B, I'm damn near recreate. I'm like, ain't no R&B. There's no such thing as New York City R&B right now, basically. Except when you hear, you know what I'm saying, one of my songs. I feel like we kind of creating the blueprint, because it's not Happy to Be Here. It's not really, you know, the typical Dancing in the Rain. You had my heart and you had it from the start. I don't really have
we
nothing.
We need some of that, though. Can you make some
for
of that?
Sure, but there's a little bit of it.
I feel like there was a certain
narrative that you kind of had to be when it comes to R&B. It is weird. R&B is notorious for being vulnerable and a certain type of level of whatever.
Not no more, man. R&B is like rappers now, man.
Maybe 3 years ago. Right now, it's in a good space.
Nah, you think
even,
so?
Even the 3 years ago, that's not true. R&B is still at, yo, I feel like people even sleep on how popular R&B is and what type of music they're making.
Well, R&B, I'll be listening to it. I got, when they send me R&B songs, I get a clean and dirty. What's the guy name? All Mine. What's the guy name?
Brent
Fires. And I fucked
him.
You on the plane. And no, I'm like, that's
so
good, right?
Yeah, the
fuck
way he
out of
here.
It.
Like so
yeah, but his whole thing
suck
is,
my
though,
dick.
Like,
yeah, it's the way you say it. It's
yeah,
not
so that's good
when
somebody like, suck my dick.
Toxic R&B. That's like his thing.
Okay.
If you listen to like Giveon, if you listen to like Lucky Day, there's mad R&B artists that are wildin'.
Shout out to Lucky Day.
Where have you been? Then right before that, she said, what she said before she said Twitter, where have you been? She said, yours, mine, ours. Singing. Mm-hmm. In the club, we singing. All hearts out. Facts.
But those beats are a little bit different, though, than yours. Yours are more danceable. That's not a danceable.
So now,
okay,
this
I'm listening.
Is why I say that we're damn near breathing life into R&B, right? And this is why I'm glad it's us. So right now, if you listen to, if you think about the term up-tempo R&B, it almost don't even exist. Because whenever somebody think up-tempo R&B, somebody's singing over something up-tempo, they either think Afro beats now or something.
I ain't paid the AC bill in here. Don't worry about it. So don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Cool. We here with it. You are.
I'm on a budget.
So like, the way I see it, we are breathing life into up-tempo R&B. You don't have to be in the crib and sad to listen to my music. You don't have to be... Yo, I don't have nothing sad or humble to say to niggas in the music.
Okay.
For real. I don't have... Even when it's songs that's like, I want a shorty back or whatever like that, it's not really to the tone of, you broke me down and I have nothing left.
Okay.
It's like, yo, I miss your vibe. You are so wavy and I'm so wavy. There's no reason why we shouldn't be together.
So you can never sing like about a heartbreak you can never
I
have.
I can. We have. Okay. For sure. There's a song on there called One More Chance.
I heard that. I heard that. Yes,
so
I did.
Asking
but it's still not
back.
Like heartbreaking like.
Because it's hard for me to get into a period where it's like I'm telling the shorty like, yeah, nah, it's hard. I'm still me. You know what I'm saying? I just want your presence again. I'd rather have you back. If anything, I'm sorry if anything, but it's never going to be. I'm on my knees. It's me, my mind.
Yeah, but so you would never do that for a female? Like, you would never be, like, that vulnerable? Like, Like, have you ever experienced a heartbreak?
To an extent, not really.
Stop. Yeah. Never? Not one time?
Nah. I mean, I'm saying God is good.
You know what it is?
A
girl,
one time.
You know what it is? A girl never licked your gooch. Bullshit. You need to get your gooch licked. That's what it is, kid.
I'm straight. And you don't know why I am. Nah, this man.
Nah, I'm just keeping it real. I ain't saying your asshole. I'm not saying your asshole. I'm just saying your gooch, God. You understand? Not the asshole, though.
But you're saying if she licks the gooch, you're going to fall in love. And
I'm telling you, that'll change your life, my G. I'm keeping it real. Like, I know, I understand that, you know, right now, you know, gallus thing, and that I don't do all that. I'm just telling you, one day, right, you're going to find that right one that's going to lick the gooch. And then you're going to be like, damn, I love her. You're going to look down and be like, damn, boo. You know, I'm keeping it real. Crazy? That's what happened. I could tell. I'm looking at you right now. You never had that done.
Nah, with you, you're wrong, brother. But I'm saying,
it takes more than a gooch.
If there's a shorty that I really fuck with, there's been a shorty that I, like, love, and, like, awesome, damn. Uh-huh. Really, everything for me. Like, this is perfect. But I just haven't gotten home, bro. They really be fucking with me, too, bro.
So whenever you've separated from them, it's been on your record, never there.
I call them all right now.
Okay, so you've broken up with them. They have never broken up with you.
Somebody's broken up with me, but it was so wavy. It was like, yo, I understand why this doesn't make sense for us right now.
You're dangerous.
I agree. No, I don't agree.
Not yet. No,
I just feel like it's just a short energy that I feel like we even needed music right now. I feel like right now everything is just so, we need some short energy right now. Whether in just outside or just in the music, whatever like that, we just need more sure energy.
No, we need love. For because sure. Y'all men and are like a little too bulletproof.
I feel like
women love,
too.
I feel like love is better when the man is more sure of what's going on.
Absolutely.
That's it. So my
with
energy
no
has to be sure across the board. I can't come with no, it has to be like, yo, listen, this is what we doing. I want to take you here. This is where we going. I'm barely even give you room to even, you know what I'm saying? This is what I'm picking you up at 7. This is what we doing. This is a movie.
Mm.
And I feel like it works out better when niggas is more sure like that. For sure. Whether the shorties want to admit it or not.
No, but you do need a certain amount of vulnerability. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if a guy's too sure, it's like, you're trouble. Like, you're trouble. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I need a little vulnerability, a little bit. It doesn't have to be too much because...
Vulnerability in terms of what, though? Like, I feel
like have emotional... Not necessarily, because there's a difference between emotional availability and emotional intelligence, right? Like, emotional intelligence, a man knows what to do in order to make you feel secure and happy and let you know that he's fucking with you. Mm. Emotional availability is whether or not he wants to give you that. It's two different things.
And I feel like with that surety, I know that you're the one I want to give this time to. If I'm going to chop it up with you, if I'm going to chill in the crib, and we're going to have full conversations, I'm not giving that time to anybody. I'm so sure about you. This is what we're doing.
Okay.
You let me know what we do. So that you don't have any room to feel insecure. You're fully secure because somebody walked in your energy with sureness.
And that's like the only person you're going to date, right? Because you're not going to date multiple people.
Me?
Yeah, you.
It depends. It depends for real. Because I feel like dating is like an audition or something like that.
Didn't I have that conversation?
We had it last week.
I had that conversation. I agree with you. I agree with you.
No, I want to hear what you have to say.
Go ahead. Yeah.
We're trying to find what we like, what we don't like, or whatever like that. And once we figure out, we say, wait, hold on. Nah, man. It's you. Then we cut off whatever, and then we turn dating into full-on courtship. It's a movie now.
Thank you, because that's what I said. He told me
I shouldn't
date more than one guy. And I said, well, if we're not exclusive...
No, I said
yes,
smashing.
I feel like we said dating.
We was on the same page until two seconds ago, brother.
It's all good.
Yeah, you see?
Don't worry about that.
I liked him, kid. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy?
No.
Y'all don't even have to admit nothing. You know it's different.
Ah.
You don't admit nothing to me, miss. It's like this.
First of all, don't call me miss.
It's
okay. I'm fucking with you. No, but what's the difference? Tell me, because this is crazy.
I'm just being honest. So, like,
I don't like that.
You know what I'm saying? We're trying to figure out who we're going to protect, who's going to be our, who's our, who we're going to, you know what I'm saying? Who we going, whatever. I feel like with shorties, though, you auditioning leads for your life is just a different type of, I don't know how to describe it.
So, y'all not auditioning?
Yeah, but I feel like with women, it should damn near almost be one at a time. Out of all the shorties that I'm talking to, I would never pick the shorty that I know is talking to three niggas while she trying to figure out. It's over. It's
but
over.
But you can do that? That's crazy. And listen,
and it's so crazy, and it's you even understand why. Don't even worry.
No, I don't understand why. Tell me. No. Tell me. Why?
You just do. I'm just saying it's a feeling thing. We already kind of explained it, but overall, realistically, you kind of understand why. It's like, all right, cool. We try to find the right woman that makes sense for him or whatever like that. And just, well, woman, it's like, I'm not talking to the shorty that's talking to seven niggas trying to figure some shit
well,
out.
Well, seven is a lot.
Three. If you are juggling me and another nigga, I feel like you're wrong and confused.
Even if you're just dating and you're just trying to see where it goes.
Yeah, it's over.
I agree.
Because I'm about to take you out, right? I'm about to give you mad attention.
Hold on, cut.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Yeah.
Because he's gonna say something valid. And I don't.
I just don't want to give somebody mad attention, and I'm talking to you, and we're having this back and forth, and we're talking about it like that, and I know that. Tomorrow, you doing this with somebody. You.
But wait, how are you giving her mad attention if you have other prospects also? There's no way.
It's possible. For sure.
Men know how to juggle a little bit more than women. You know what I'm saying?
I can't.
Let me ask you a question. You ever had sex with more than one girl or a lady in a day?
Like a threesome?
No. that's always amazing.
You understand what
I'm saying? I'm saying like let's say in one day you had two different kills. You understand?
Yeah,
like
that happened before.
And I'm supposed to talk to one.
No,
I mean,
I'm
and
saying
you know
that
what?
Happened before. I'm not even applauding it. I wouldn't even recommend somebody doing that now. And
why not? Why not? That's good.
Yeah, not really.
Good? What are you talking about? That's good. That's
oh come on.
I feel like at this point we have
monkey
age where now
shit?
It's like
no,
but you got to so now let me teach you right. So if you ever do that again, you just gotta use the right soap, because when you use the right soap, then you know it, all the bacteria and all that stuff is gone. You gotta use the orange dial soap, the orange bar.
He's telling you to
I'm
use
even more
the
old school.
No Irish Spring. Listen what I'm telling you, God. Listen what
that's
I'm telling you.
Thing,
I said the
too.
Orange dial soap. Just listen to what I'm saying to you, God.
You would prefer a nigga that you pull up to his crib and he got Irish Spring in his crib, that you pull up to his crib and he got all types of oils and what you call it.
Irish Spring is good.
I don't want someone to.
I want the nigga that you pull up to his crib and he got all types of.
No,
he has seven different facial scrubs and he has the.
No, I don't like that because that's more than me. No, I don't like a man to have more.
Irish vibe, you know what I'm saying? After the Irish vibe, we put the dub with the ooh,
it messes with the cologne. Because Irish Spring is mad strong. It messes with the
cologne. No, you're supposed to use that, though.
And I told
that cleans you.
Come on, now. Look.
I use Dove.
Dove is not soap. Yes. Dove is moisturizer.
It's called a beauty bar.
You never knew that? That's a moisturizer. You didn't know that? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why with the Irish Spring, I get right with the Irish Spring, and I have a beauty bar. You know what I'm saying? I got the Irish Spring, the Dove. And that's just for the
you never knew that?
That shit is drying as fuck.
Yeah, but that cleans you. No, you never knew that?
So does Dove.
No, Dove no, don't, because Dove moisturizes
it's
you.
It's a soap.
No, it's a moisturizer.
I need to hear the squeak of the vibe.
Yeah, it's a moisturizer, God. You didn't know that?
Puerto Rican's a Caribbean too.
Yo, you should Google it. You got to Google that.
After the Irish Spring, then we get right with the Dove or whatever like that to moisturize, because we don't want to pull up on her, you know what I'm saying, dry. But yeah, I need to squeak it out. I need everything gone before I do it.
That's what I'm trying to teach you about the orange Dove, man. I'm telling you, God. Listen to an old player, God.
Dial.
Listen to a dial.
And
I'm sorry,
an
a dial.
Yes,
an orange dial. Just listen to the OG Gallus, man. You understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you, God. You understand? The pH balance on the second kill, you ain't going to have that issue. You heard what I said to you?
I can't do that no more, though. I can't. Only because, not because I physically can't. Physically, it's a movie. But I feel like right now, even with how reputation go.
Okay.
If I fuck somebody at this point now in this stage of my career, I have to fuck the shit out of somebody. And it has to be a full, because they're going to talk.
Uh-huh.
Will, for sure, now.
In the group chat.
I'm going to have the group chat litty regardless of if I go crazy, you know what I'm saying, or if I just chill out.
Okay.
We're going to talk about it regardless of what. So you might as well wild out. Via two, I'm going to keep it a band with you. After you wild out with one, you can dibble and dabble in the miscellaneous, but you're not giving 100% that's going to make it to the group chat and make all her friends them want to fuck you as well.
I'm confused. So you're saying you got a kill at 2 in the afternoon, and now you went to the club at night, and you saying that's it, that 2 in the afternoon, that's your whole night, that's your whole day? I'm confused because that's a couple hours of rest and rejuvenation.
Maybe he just get a monkeypox.
He just say use Irish Spring, God. That's it. Then you wash yourself Irish Spring.
It's already on you. Once it's on you, it's not.
No, Irish Spring killed the bacteria. COVID, Irish everything. Spring. It kills everything. Kills everything. It kills everything.
Anyway, don't listen to him. I think that's good.
Anyway, you heard that's the
very good.
Vibe responsibly.
Okay, vibe responsibly. Understood. Yeah, me too. You know what I'm saying? I vibe responsibly. That's why I got these right here, kid. Got a whole bunch of these. A box full. Box of responsibility. Vibe responsibility.
I don't think
you
I'm
never know.
$7
yeah, exactly. Hello. I like the new ones, Magnum Raw.
Box. I don't need a whole box.
Sick. That's a big bag you got.
I don't want to be the guy that's opening a whole box in front of shit.
Yeah, you don't want to be like this guy, right?
Let's say just look at ones and twos.
Oh, well, they know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You know what I mean?
Okay. Anyway, so I saw something where you spoke about like you have movies in the works. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So the VR network, very, 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 very important. So I feel like right now, one of the biggest problems that we're having right now is just, where's all the fire music at right now? Where's the new fashion and shit like that? Like, if somebody asks where the top five songs, the average person don't even know what's the top five songs that's lit right now, because we're missing shows like TRL and the 106 in Park and just certain type of shows. We're missing just wavy-ass music television. So where I thought, we all thought that cable and like scheduled TV was dead. Now that's TV and Zeus are smacking the shit out of that theory, because every Sunday at 8, we see all the shorties watching what
Baddies.
Baddies and shit like that. They're glued to their TVs. They're casting on their joints. So we know that between that and like Power, we know that there's certain shows that they will watch if it's scheduled, if it appeals to what they want for real. I know that there's a void right now with music, culture, fashion, all that shit right now. There's no hub for all of that. So with this network, I'm creating just everything wavy about the culture. So this is what we're doing. We got the show called In the Junction, where it's like 106 and Park type, T-Umbrella, just like that. It's a wavy ass countdown, you know what I'm saying, with the host and all that, live studio audience and all that. Then we got a show like the documentary series, so I have the opportunity now to do the official Lightfeet documentary, a documentary on like videographers in the town. I could do a producer spotlight. I could do all types of different shows. This network that I'm trying to do here, I feel like this is very important to the coach. It's about to be important to everybody. Rollout is about to be important for just people clearing the air on just certain things and just, you know what I'm saying, behind the scenes with rehearsals to the show. That's a different type of series. Producer spotlight. I might spend 3 days with one of your favorite producers or something like that and do a whole whatever. I just feel like this network is very, 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 very important. And that's one of the goals that I'm doing. So I'm about to be a very, very...
Where's it going to be showcased?
It's an app.
Or app on the phone.
So you're working on a whole network, not just like a movie or a show. It's like an actual network.
Yeah, it's a whole network. So in the network, though, we have Alipac Films, though, because I want to put together movies that are going to be not competing with, but in the same conversation as, like, The Paid in Fulls and, like, Poetic Justice, Belly, and certain joints. Because now we're giving music video directors. We can put, like, four of the music video directors together and to put and give them the script with a certain perspective, because now they're shooting it. There's a certain way that music videos... You know what I'm saying? We could just get very creative with the filming of these. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of like a Hype Williams type of situation, right?
Some crazy
That's dope. You know what I'm saying? That's dope.
So now we do that. We air them on the network, like how Baby Boy be stopping the Shadow Beats.
That's true.
You feel me? So if we do it like that, we have opportunity to put on a lot of people. It's a lot of jobs that's gonna be available. This is gonna put on a lot of. You know what I'm saying? And we need this shit. Some short shit. Mm-hmm. We need some shit like this for real.
I agree.
So you would not necessarily be scouting for like well-known actors. You would like be looking for emerging talent,
both.
And perhaps maybe local emerging
both.
Talent.
Yeah,
okay.
A little both. Because there's some people that are on like Instagram that we known for years, that we all known for years, go doing their thing on Instagram, Instagram comedian and shit like that. But their career hasn't gone further than Reels. But that's just a vision thing for all that. Let's just make it make sense. Let's go up. There's people that do like little skits and all that stuff like that, little comedy skits or whatever. And they have great ideas and they're executing it. We're dying laughing, But it's like, yo, what if we put a little budget behind this, and with these skits, I'll take, I don't know, 7 or 8 of them and put them together and fund them and do the shoot them the right way. Now we have an episode. Now that's Mad TV. That's in living color. That's a whole different series on the network.
Man, that would be dope because we don't have something like
that. We don't have nothing like that. Ain't no Mad TV. No, none of that. Mm-hmm. Well, there's one called the Black Girls Sketch Show or something like that, I think it's called. I don't want to just... And Key and Peele is doing something like that, too.
Key and Peele do... Because I haven't seen... I know they're doing the movies. They do? I have to look into that.
Yeah, that movie is elite. They just got into movies. This is a new. They've been...
No, I know they used to do the shit on Comedy Central. Yeah, that shit. Right. Yeah,
so that's
what
I'm saying. It's a sketch comedy joint. While everybody's doing these skits and stuff like that, we fund them the right way, get the right, whatever, the lighting and all that stuff like that. Put them
to... You know Randy's Comedy? You ever heard of him?
Please. That's where it goes. People like him, D1 Pop, Ray Ray. There's a mad
Mr.
people
Commodore.
That we can get. Come on. Mr. Commodore. Yo, you know who there's one that I want to bring back? I don't know why. I haven't seen him in so long. My favorite one, the funniest one to me was Pop Vasquez.
Yo, I was looking for his Instagram account. God, does he still have
one? I don't remember Pop Vasquez.
He used to talk about Black at that. Like, he used to, he was the one that came out with, like, the Black Air Force energy. Like, he started a lot of that shit.
He started a lot of shit.
Where is he?
Dominican
looking.
And then he had a little podcast. But either way, with people like him, we give people like him a little, a script, just an idea. Yo, just let's go crazy. How do you think we should do this? Let's bring these brains on board. I feel like we got the biggest network, period. Mm-hmm. It's over. Shout out to Revolt and BET and MTV and VH1 and all them, but VR Network is coming. This is very, very important.
VR Network, that's what it's called.
Vibe Responsibly Network.
Okay. Okay. We'll be looking out for that. That sounds interesting.
Talk about the process of putting this new mixtape.
Album.
As an album.
Debut album. Debut album. Get it right.
So the other two, you had two mixtapes prior.
Yeah, some cars. Yeah.
Right. So now this is the official album. Okay. I apologize for what you call it. All right. Album. Mm-hmm. So now putting this album together, because I feel like a lot of times people don't throw albums out, you know. So how was the process of putting this album? Was these old songs, new songs? These are songs that were made specifically for the album?
Yeah, a little mix of all of that, because there were some songs that I had just in the past. Like, there's certain songs like Poison. So before Gallus, I was just, like, writing and producing for people.
Okay.
So certain songs like Poison and some other, like, hooks that were on the project, they were, like, written for other people. Like, we shopped them for, like, Chris Brown, Ty Dolla Sign, or whatever like that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I decided to be an artist around Gallus time, it was like... Yeah, let's save this for something. We could go crazy with this instead of giving away all our heat. We might as well go crazy. So, yeah, it kind of worked out. And I feel like it was important that I put together an album because the singles is cool. You know what I'm saying? People get to put name to face and you're there for like a moment and stuff like that. But I feel like after listening to this album, people kind of get to know me a little bit better and what I'm actually really doing for real. Like, this is the first time that they realize... I feel like after listening to the album, they realize how much they be singing along to my music instead of rapping. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like a lot of people don't even realize how singy songs like Gallus even are.
Mm-hmm.
For real. Because everybody knows it's caught up on the fake like she asleep. But all that, but she gonna slide right to my side. I was singing on that show. So I feel like with this album, we got songs like What You Want with Jacquees, where we're going crazy back and forth. I got a song written in with Tone Stith, The Way. I got a song with Tory Lanez, Hello, Plot Twist is a movie. We got Strings with Favi and French.
That's
Bougie with Jada Kingdom and Dream Doll and Journey Montana. I'm showing off on this album. J.I. is on this album. I feel like people needed to just meet me the right way and just catch a vibe. Just singing on here, just rapping on here. It's just vibey-ass project. We needed this. So I feel like the singles was cool. But it was time for them to just get to know me with a body of work. Now that I'm with the right team, with the right label that understands what we're trying to do here for real, it's, you know what I'm saying? Now it's just a matter of just capitalizing off of the momentum and just keeping that going with the videos and whatever else.
So what do you have coming up next? Like in your immediate...
More this album.
Fly Shit.
Like videos? Like,
what video? 22 songs. I'm trying to shoot everything. So Fly Shit, the song with J1 and Young M.A., that's huge. We're about to shoot that one because I was going crazy right now. Baytesta remix, a little surprise. You know what I'm saying? Hello. I didn't even put out the beat. You ain't even hear no other Baytesta remix. I was not playing with niggas. I was holding on to the beat. I made it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm with the right person to remix. The remix coming soon. I had Poison video about to drop finally. What You Want With Me and Jacquees, we about to shoot that one. Yeah, we're kind of wilding right now.
And you having the full support from the label?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They, you know what I'm saying? We here with it.
Okay. Well,
that's, I mean, listen, that, your label mates, I think Trippie Redd is still on there, right?
Trippie Redd, Ice Spice, whatever.
Yeah. It's a roster going on over there, okay.
Type shit.
Gold bar, man. Just try it, man. The gold dial bar, man.
What is that?
Oh, try it, man. God. I'm trying to change your life, God. You'd never get caught. I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? Gold dial
Irish
bar.
Irish Spring is so strong, it might be obvious. I get it.
I like the Irish Spring. The Irish Spring I like is the, is it the blue? Like the blue, or I don't know what they call it. It's like blue and white.
One to get. It's the green box, blue vibe.
The bar is blue,
they
you
do
mean?
Have a blue bar.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what, yeah, okay, yeah, that's
the
what I'm saying.
The bar
yeah.
is blue, but the box is green.
All the boxes is green, correct?
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. That's cool, but I'm just telling you, the OG, trust me when I tell you, man, get the dial. One day you're gonna be on the road, right? You're gonna be on the road and you're gonna be going to CVS, you're gonna be like, this nigga Self told me get this dial shit. Dial. And you're gonna be like, yo, this is amazing, Self, good looking. One day I would just get a random text, yo, good looking.
But yeah, yo, the album's out right now.
Look at that.
Thank you.
You're trying to get me jammed up.
Thank you.
Yeah. But yeah, yo, I'm not gonna lie. Like I was telling you earlier, I'm about to do mag drops. I plan on doing the most at radio. I feel like Uptown need to see some wavy nigga collecting awards and shit like that.
Okay.
You already know once I get my award, you know I got some shit to say. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I feel like we're in a great space right now.
Okay.
The Bronx is on fire. Yes. Ice Spice. Whether you're in denial or not, she's at the top of the food chain. She's going crazy right now. Shout out Ice Spice. Cash Cobain is a lunatic. Between the beats and the verses, mm-hmm. ain't no stopping Cash Cobain. He's on fire. A Boogie, arguably king of New York right now. It's nasty right now. You know what I'm saying? Me, I'm pioneering a whole new genre of New York City R&B. You heard? Mm-hmm. Right now, we're going crazy right now. And that's just the Bronx. I didn't even talk about New York. I'm just talking about the Bronx right now.
BX.
We're scratching the surface. So, and I'm just saying with my project, with the videos that's about to drop, with the visuals and the type of moves that we're trying to make, because we're trying to, because, you know, I feel like everybody know my Instagram and shit like that. My shit just be so ghetto. I just be just doing shit. But I feel like now, in the new chapter now, I'm with, you know what I'm saying, between Jade at 10K, my man Gio, and whoever else now is like a little bit more like, we just like, all right, let's calm things down. Let's make things make sense. Let's move more intentional.
Strategic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You heard? So that's kind of the goal for going into the next chapter, for real. I feel like the town just deserves to see some wavy-ass fly shit from a New York artist. We need more superstars. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. I do think we need more superstars. Mm. I think that relationships is key.
Sure.
I think I've had this conversation with her earlier before you came. I think that a lot of times most new artists from New York don't have great guidance. Why I say that, we were talking about like an artist from New York, they'll get five bands, 10 bands, they'll run to the club and buy a couple bottles and throw money at a stripper instead of investing that into their career. Mm-hmm. Which to me, I think that's like the norm for New York artists, because someone didn't say, hey, hold on, why don't you put that on ads, you know, for your music, or, you know, flyers, t-shirts, you know, the minimum.
Absolutely.
You understand what I'm saying? So I think that, you know, we just need a little bit more of that. Or I guess the younger artists who listen and pay attention to what the right and wrongs that the people that came before them did.
I feel like, so Jermaine Dupri was talking about this not too long ago. I feel like there's a need for, just stay with me here, for real, boutique labels, for real. So I feel like a lot of artists, when they come in, it's just fast money for sure, right? And then they get picked up by like a major label off rip.
Okay.
They really know too much about like their world or whatever like that. It's just big label and then the artist. Mm-hmm. So there's just this huge gap and disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And what he was explaining was there was there'll be big label, and then there'll be like the Rockefeller, and there's certain boutique labels that were like that were honing on the artist a little bit more to certain things. Mm-hmm. I feel like the artist. You know what? Let me just say, I agree. The artists and them just need more guidance.
Artist development. That's the problem with the bigger labels. They don't invest in that. They don't invest in that. They see you with your numbers. They're like, you know what? I'm going to sign this person because they're going to sell. And once they're signed, if they don't have that second song that did just as well as the first, they're like kind of forgotten about. They don't say, well, you know what? It's like you said, guidance, because guidance and development go hand in hand.
Yeah,
because
there's a lot of things that I wish I learned. So there was a period of time when I first came in, I wasn't even accepting no guidance. It was over. It wasn't even a possible thing type shit. I had produced the shit. I was the label. I was the whole whatever. Like, it was hard to tell me nothing. Now I'm looking at it now. If somebody would have told me certain steps, or if I allowed somebody to just put me on to certain things type shit like that, I would have been further quicker type shit.
Well, that's why I feel the issue is with New York artists or New York artists that, you know, a lot of times...
I don't know. It's with the artists, though.
Okay.
Because, I mean, all right, if you was coming in the game, if you were in the 90s, you could talk to somebody. They would say, yo, you probably talk to Puff or something. Or yo, talk to, whoever, you talk to this person, like, get under the wing and just, you know what I'm saying, they're going to mold the whole vibe or whatever like that. People wasn't really just by themselves like that. Like, now they're kind of by themselves.
But you kind of just said, right, you weren't accepting of that guidance that they were trying to give you.
Yeah, that's
and
what I'm
not
saying.
The only and one, right? Like, there's a lot of artists that
to me, I'm looking what you're saying, and I know I'm older than you. So when I use that term, I know that certain things that I could tell you, hey, don't do, and I'm not saying that older people are always right. Yeah. You understand? But they could also give you a different way of thinking about something.
Perspective.
Yes, and I think that in my experiences with most younger artists from New York, that they don't heed to what the somebody has been in a position or a little older than them, they don't heed. It's similar to what you just said. You understand? Like, yo, I'm not listening.
Yeah, but then again, at the same time, too, with New York artists, we have a different type of opportunity. So, all right, you gotta really think about it. If you in Ohio, you got a song that kind of buzz in Ohio or wherever the fuck. Let's say one of the made up states, Arkansas, not made up states, Arkansas, Idaho, whatever the hell, whatever like that, right? You get popping out there, it's cool and shit like that. That's one thing. You don't get like popping in notoriety. People gotta see you at a grocery store or wherever the hell that people be at in Idaho. Whereas here, your song can blow up. And you can make 5 bands a day for like 3 weeks straight or some shit like that, or some crazy shit. So it's hard to tell a young nigga that just, you know what I'm saying, that just popped out of nowhere. It's hard to tell a nigga, hey, slow down. You gotta do it. It's hard to tell niggas that. You understand what I'm saying? Because they don't have anything that they want to be like, or they want, it's hard to, it's hard to tell them.
I think that everything is a start, and I think that it is very important that you even said here, sitting on this couch, that I did not want to listen, but I wish I did listen to certain things, or someone told me, blah, 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 because, again, I think that that's a big issue when it comes to here. Someone tells that kid, yo, you got 10 bands, why don't you put it on, instead of throwing it on the stripper that don't even follow you or stream your song. Like, you know, you just threw 10 bands or Big Booty Judy and she don't even stream your song. You know, mad times that your girl be like, yo, play such and such song. Who is that? I don't know. Or why are you playing this bullshit? Sweetheart, this is the nigga throwing all that money. This is his song. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you didn't even like the nigga's song that's throwing the money or you didn't even know. You understand what I'm saying? To me, it's just like, yo, the artist, you idiot. You just blowing all your money on the chick that don't even know nothing about you.
That's how it be, though. But and on top of that, too, though, when you first year, you kind of got to get them rocks off low-key type shit.
What you mean, the rocks off?
Rocks off is in, like...
You already know where he going with it. Go on.
I feel like you're...
No, I'm not saying... He's not talking about sexual.
So, no.
Look at you. I'm not thinking that. Okay.
I feel like if I had certain guidance, right? Let's say, all right, just picture this for 2 seconds. Because thank God for Baychester, because it's OD fire. And thank God for this fucking album, for sure. Picture if, though, somebody advised me to create a Gyalis in that first, something like Baychester, in that first year when Gyalis was bubbling or whatever like that. I would have been able to do whatever I want to do, and I still have a number two coming here. I have a number three coming here. I had this going here. I have this endorsement, whatever like that. So I could still spend my whatever. It's just like, once you, it just goes back to your point. If you have the right guidance, it's easier to maneuver and you get further quicker. But it's just hard to tell a young nigga who just made 20 racks in a week after being broke the a couple of weeks before, and he's only making this money because of some shit that he made, is hard, bro. It's hard. But you know what I'm saying?
But why isn't it hard to do that in other cities?
Because ain't shit out there. So it's easy. Okay. It's easy to say, because out there, they gonna get 3 million views, right? Mm-hmm. They'll get 3 million views. Ain't nowhere to perform it besides like a local bar or something like
okay,
that.
Okay,
so
got you.
All they have is just time, and they're just frustrated trying to figure out what's the next step. So if somebody like an OG comes and says, well, I'll tell you what the next step is. I've been here before. This is what you do. I'm telling you, this is what we want to make a bag. Let's turn these streams into a bag. That's different.
Mm-hmm.
Here, shit. As soon as 3 mil, your shit hit 1 mil. Yo, give me this. Y'all need 2 bands at this event. And I need 3 at this joint. You want to put up your basketball game? I need 2 bands over here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's off your first M.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? Mm-hmm. So in New York, it's just more opportunity. So it's hard to calm niggas down. But there's something fire and almost poetic about that too. Because there's so much going on. If you seeping through the cracks, then you some shit for real in New York. So I feel like we have an unfair, wavy-ass opportunity in New York for sure.
Absolutely.
Just when we get in, it's either find some guidance or just come in with guidance or something like that. But I'm telling you, artists, I'm telling you, though, pair with an OG that know what you're talking about. Trust me. I swear to God, just trust me. Walk with somebody that has walked this before, and you'll flourish. Mm-hmm. I promise. That's it.
Okay.
Just trust, you have to trust somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody that's seen it before. Go to somebody crib, you've seen all the plaques and shit like that. Say, yo, how do I get a whole bunch of these like this?
Well, I think it's because of technology, right? Like, you could become a superstar overnight from your computer.
Sure.
Nobody's guiding you. No one's telling you anything. So once these young guys or girls, people, period, once they get that little look, it's like, you can't tell me nothing. I did all this by myself. So
well,
why do
I'm
I need you?
Disagreeing.
I'm not saying it's right.
No, I'm disagreeing because I think that primarily only happens in New York.
Not necessarily. Look at someone like a, rest in peace, but like a Little Peep who's from Florida. Like, that guy, like, did everything. He wasn't going to clubs and performing and shit like that. He was like an introvert.
Wait,
you know what I mean?
Because he wasn't old enough to go to the club.
That's but
right.
That's my point. It's like, you could do that shit.
There's always going to be some kind of exceptions to the rule. Mm-hmm. But I see what you're saying. Overall, in New York, it's way harder to calm down a New York nigga than to calm down somebody in fucking Oklahoma.
No, you don't even have to have a hit. You already think you're a celebrity and you're not a celebrity. We all have that celebrity.
There's a couple people that don't got hits in New York.
But that's what I'm saying. So you do that on top of having a hit, like, that's a recipe for disaster. That's a monster.
Do tell. No, just wait. No. Don't do that.
God is good. It's a blessing that you are able to move around without necessarily having that hit. There's people that are able to make money and still be the superstars that they are in there, for sure. Still able to feed their family and all that without having a number one or anything of worth substance, for sure.
Look at that passive aggressiveness.
God is good. You heard?
It
I feel like right
all
now
the time.
We're in a great space right now. I don't even have time for full on negativity. It's all good. It's just a beautiful thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I got you, man.
R&B is back. People are singing in the club.
They are singing in the club, yes.
Right now, yo, people don't even understand because everybody's like, oh, you want to be singing? Yo, let me tell you something. Right now, the biggest moments in the club right now, if you want to be honest, you want to get the shorties moving regardless of where you at, Fantasia, When I See You, Love, Keisha Cole.
He loves her song.
Twin, Where Have You Been?
Mm-hmm.
And the other joint, what's the first one that she dropped before Twin, Where Have You Been? What she said?
Money Long.
What she said before she said Twin, Where Have
You Been? Hours.
Yours, mine. The shorties is losing their minds. You can just... You already know, DJ should put this shit underwater. They don't sing this
shit.
They are singing the loudest.
Is it underwater? That's a DJ technique.
It is what it is, though. They gonna sing the loudest when they get to sing some shit. The reason why they was going crazy with the gals when they got to sing, it's just a vibe, I'm that guy. It was was such a
and I never understood that. I'm like, yo, this guy is talking about him fucking mad bitches or loving mad and they were singing. And I said, and then when I say some shit like that, they get mad at me.
Because you're not singing.
I was a little bit hating. I was keeping real. I was hating on you, God. I was hating on you, God. I apologize. I apologize. I was hating. I was like, why you like him? He told me he like mad bitches, but then when I say it, I'm a creep. I understand that.
You might as well just play the song and just let it talk to them for all of that.
Maybe, right? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But the way that I see it, like I said.
I was hating, God. I apologize. I'm going to give you $20 for hating, God. Yo, I apologize, son. Let me give it to you now.
No, because you said that to me. I was like, yo, that's not shit. You were like, you know he's talking about being a player, right?
Yeah, yeah. Let me give you $20. I was hating on you, God. I'll give you $20 for hating, God. You know, here you go, $20. That's me, sir. I apologize for the hating, God. I apologize for the hate. No, I wasn't hating on you. I wasn't hating on him. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, it's so real. Man. After Gallus, I had other songs and stuff like that for sure. But timing, it was just a matter of timing and stuff like that. And shit didn't hit again until I got Vibe again and said, as long as you were free, my little freak.
He can't.
We have to get into that vibe, that wave. We don't want to cry about shit right now. I had songs that were wavy. I definitely put out songs that were dope, and they're still dope. Confusion is an OD wavy joint. It's a guitar ballad. But after Gallus, they weren't ready for a guitar ballad. Right. That would have been on the guidance thing. It would have been somebody like a DJ or somebody that, you know what I'm saying, that would have said, yo, we need to know, hey, don't show off that you can sing. Don't show off no guitar playing. Don't show off none of that shit. Wait, don't even play a piano yet. We don't want to see you on a fucking piano yet.
Mm-hmm.
We save that for tour. Show off.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, what do people love you for? All right, cool. What did you do to the club? They love you for what you did to the club. So now we back at it. Now it's a movie. Now we ain't no breaks right now. You heard? So now we just take it to radio and take it wherever and take it to the festival. It's festival season right now. It's homecoming season. We been doing a clean sweep on all the colleges. Shout out to DSU. What? Morgan State, all the different colleges. We're on fire.
Those were the good old days for me, man.
Right?
Huh?
You going to Those were the good old days.
You went to Morgan already?
Hello.
Those were the good old days.
What good old days?
The homecoming.
But it's not even homecoming season. Oh my God. Right now, so this
October's homecoming season, actually.
Right, so
yeah.
This is why it's important, though, to check your ego at the door as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
So the run that we're on, that we just got off of, it wasn't like it was the big homecoming bags or nothing like that. This is like the orientation when all these freshmen are just got on campus and people are just meeting their new friends and their besties or whatever the hell like that. So they're just, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of getting to know what this, they're kind of setting tone for the rest of the year.
So what's going on?
It's like me, Big Boogie, it was a couple of us on there. JP, it was a couple of us on that, like a little run.
Those are the best. Like. College checks are always on time, run out on time, but they always there.
No.
They always there. Oh, it must have changed because before you could do your whole show. All right, we're going to give you the second half. It's going to take, I forgot what they call that because it's like a
30 net.
What is it called?
30 net day.
Net, yeah, net. Mm-hmm. It's like a net, yeah. Oh, okay.
Thank you.
It's a net day, yeah. All right. Oh, yeah, it's a net day. Okay. All right, my bad. All right. You know, I guess it changed. Yeah, 30 net days. Yeah, so it used to be 30 net days.
But yeah, now we're in the process of, you know what I'm saying, lining everything up for a homecoming season. And after homecoming season, it's going to be, basically time for tour. Hello, clean sweep. I'm on tour. Sing. You saw some of the footage and shit like that. I'm playing the keys and all. I'm wilding on tour.
I did not, but I'm going to. I was so into the Ice Spice shit, man. But now, I'm this whole week, I'm compelled out.
Yo, please. We had a show August 3rd. That was my first headlining show. I know it's been 3 years in Gallus and all this stuff like that, but it was my first. It makes sense. But I have my first headliner show that was like the kickoff for just what this decade is about to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing the keys on that. They're singing everything word for word on this album. It wasn't good for my ego. I can't believe that they were listening to the album so much. So now we're doing a tour. It's about to go crazy. We're about to take the show on the road. Some movie.
We coming to your New York. New York.
No, it's very New York. Don't even worry about it. We're going to make sure they get the tickets and all that.
We coming.
I'm sneaking in. I'm from Brooklyn.
Nah, it's so crazy. You're gonna sneak in and we're gonna say, yo, bro,
here's
the ticket.
Here's the ticket. You ain't gotta do that, you know. But I have to, though, man, you know. That's just like the self-checkout. I have to.
He likes to be like a criminal. He likes to steal.
It's in my blood. I have to. I don't steal. I do not steal. Don't say I steal.
Maybe there's something wrong with me.
And sometimes I may not scan something.
Maybe I just got too much arrogance. I really like walking into a spot, like seeing the long-ass line. I like walking past the line and say, "Oh, is that?" Walking past the line with my wristband, and say, "Oh yeah, we good," and just walking in with me and my nigga. I love that.
Nah. I'd rather sneak in.
And now they talking on the line.
Maybe that works for you.
Feeling. That's way
that don't work for me. They be like, yeah. Nah, they be like, oh, this nigga think he all that. They think he all that. This nigga think he all that. You know, so it doesn't work for me.
So at that point, you just got to step into your godliness, brother. You got to be like, listen, yes, you're right. Smile at the people in that's tight. I see you inside.
Right?
You know what I'm saying? Because some of them ask me for discounts. So I'm not going to get inside.
Hello. I tell them again about the... I want to talk about promote the album last. The network.
Okay.
I think this VR is very network. Important. Yes.
The VR network launching soon. Putting everything together. It's about to be a movie. Congratulations to the industry.
How could they? This is an app that they can download to their phone.
Not yet. It's not out yet.
No, I'm saying, but yes, when it comes, yeah, it's going. I'm sorry. It's going to be an app that they can download to their phone. And I'm guessing it's TV also.
Stream it to your TV. Mm-hmm. Stream it to your
Smart TVs else. Now, so you could put the apps on your...
Yeah, come on.
I'm guilty. I have Zeus.
Yeah. And it's so crazy. I won't even interfere with your baddies and all that. I'm not going to have nothing on Sunday at 8 o'clock for the first like 6 months. Y'all do what y'all do. Because I want y'all to be able to enjoy all the networks and see what's going on so y'all can see mine and say, no, I really like this one, though. Mm. Shout out to the VR network. Shout out to Now That's TV. Shout out to Zeus. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, everybody that's doing what they do. Shout out to Ray J. Oh, the Tronix Network as well. Shout out to the Tronix Network. Ray J just dropped his. Shout out to them. But, music, television, everything, entertainment, fashion, all that. We got to know what to even wear, what the trends are.
Okay. All right. And then the album.
And the album, Vibe Responsibly, Volume 1. Congratulations to the industry. The vibes are back. I can't breathe. It's lit. R&B shit, you know what I'm saying? With the hip hop vibe, with the Caribbean vibe, with the jazzy vibe. It's lit. I don't really have anything happy to be here. I'm grateful to be here, but ain't nothing happy to be here about this album. We here. We supposed to be here. It's a movie. You know what I'm saying? That big energy, uptown shit. And yeah, it's out everywhere. All the platforms, and even SoundCloud, Audio Mac, all of that.
Okay.
So Apple Music, Spotify, wherever you listen to music, YouTube. We got the lyrics on there and all that. So yeah, music videos dropping, tour dates dropping. It's lit. You about to see a lot of, you know what I'm saying, a lot of me. So yes, get used to me for sure, y'all. Hello.
Thank you for coming by.
Apartment 5H.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I think this is the first time.